Reza Kesyafari telah berhasil menemukan cara untuk mencuci mobil yang ramah lingkungan.
So we developed a waterless technology that allows us to wash cars at anywhere at any time. We started off with a product and we turned it into an online tech platform which allows us to be able to make this product accessible.
Usahanya yang bernama Wipe Hero adalah sebuah layanan pencucian mobil yang mirip seperti Uber menggunakan aplikasi smartphone.
So instead of you wasting your time and our precious water resources with a push of a button, we'll send someone to your house, work or office wherever you are and get it washed on the spot.
Usaha yang didanai sendiri baru berusia kurang dari 1 tahun dan ia baru saja memenangkan hibah pemerintah New South Wales sebesar $100,000 untuk membantu dengan penelitian, pengembangan dan pemasaran. Pendiri dari Wipe Hero, Farid Mirmoseni mengatakan hibah pembangunan kemitraan mendukung kemungkinan pertumbuhan tinggi dan menciptakan lapangan pekerjaan.
And it was for startups that had an IP attached to the startup, basically enabling them to accelerate that growth. And mainly for startups that were creating a lot of jobs. One of the main components of our business is a lot of contractors which we use.
Mr. Mirmoseni mengatakan, memenangkan hibah tersebut memakan waktu, dan ia juga menghadiri sejumlah wawancara. Namun ia merasa akses ke dalam informasi tentang hibah tersebut sangatlah mudah.
So we basically went through a program called Incubate, which is a startup accelerator at Sydney University. And through that program, we got exposed to different options that we could apply for in government grants.
Daniel Price mengakhiri usaha desain grafisnya yang sukses 6 tahun yang lalu untuk memulai usaha mentoring wanita. Dan sekarang organisasinya dikenal sebagai She Will Shine. Ia mengungkapkan kesulitan untuk menemukan informasi tentang hibah pemerintah federal.
Yeah, I started looking into federal government grants and it was really difficult to source those grants. And then if I did come across one, there was no contact person to talk to ask questions and not a lot of information. It was quite overwhelming to be honest and I kind of gave up. I thought this is just too hard for me as a small business owner.
Tim Cotter, manager regional di Oz Industries mengatakan, pemerintah telah bekerja untuk membuat akses yang lebih mudah ke dalam informasi tersebut.
Over the last few years in particular, the government's made an effort to have all of the information on grants at both a federal and state level available in the one location. So business.gov.au is now a one-stop shop for all the information on grants and assistance that's available.
Ia mengatakan bahasa tidak seharusnya menjadi penghalang.
We do have a really easy and quick link on the bottom of the website, which enables you to change it into your local language, which then gives information on translation services that are available.
Fasilitas percakapan instan juga akan tersedia. Namun, Mr. Cotter menjelaskan bahwa tidak semua pengusaha dapat mendapatkan hibah pemerintah tersebut.
If you're eligible and you're entitled to the assistance, you get the support. Whereas for other programs where they are competitive in nature and there's merit criteria, we work with those companies to give them early advice as to whether they're likely to be competitive or not.
Untuk pemilik usaha kecil yang tidak dapat mengakses hibah pemerintah, sektor korporasi dapat memberikan pendanaan alternatif. Daniel Price dari She Will Sign membuat sebuah proposal untuk banknya. Ini memungkinkan untuk mengembangkan usahanya. Dan semenjak itu, ia telah memenangkan hibah dari pemerintah setempat.
For a scholarship program for female business owners in the startup phase, so that program will enable women to have access to mentoring, to webinars, to a support group that will be able to help them set up their business for the long term.